Begin the Karan Dav, Masechta Rosh Hashanah Dav Hey, begin the Amid Alf, begin the Tesa Masa, begin the words of the Gemara, Machag Matzah is Toin Lina. Well, just like, what's the point of comparison of Sukkos in this Pasuk at the Chag HaMatzos? We know there's a point of saying Shavuos to learn out Tashlumen. What's the point of Sukkos here in this Pasuk to compare to the Yom Tov Pesach? Just like there requires Lina, so to Sukkos. Which Tesa explains, Noishi Yolim B'Yushalayim Kol Zayin Yimei HaPesach. It doesn't mean that you have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim all the 7 days of Pesach, Ula Acha Yemei Pesach, and then after the days of Pesach, Yashkim Yehuchli, you get up and then you leave. B'chol Duchti D'mabin Lina, because every place where we include the halacha, you have to stay overnight, Kagan L'Shmini Atzeres, Ula Bikurim, Ula Pesach Sheini, L'chol Kabanis, B'Sefri, B'Pashrei Yonaychi, L'mabin Lina, Ula Laila Echad, it only includes the obligation of staying overnight one night. Now, the High Krah, the Maisi, and this pasuk that we bring, Begufi the Pesach, it's actually written in the context of Kram Pesach, Pasher A. Tezbach HaPesach Be'er, we're going to slaughter Kram Pesach in the evening. Ksibin, it says, V'shalat, you're going to cook it, V'chalat, you're going to eat it, V'nisa V'abayka, and you're going to leave in the morning. Now, but Tezbach does clarify, so although it doesn't mean the whole Pesach, it means the one thing overnight, one night, but Mi'u Lav B'Bekam Mamash doesn't literally mean to say that first morning, the Yom Tov, because that's the morning of Yom Tov. And you have to stay for Yom Tov when you bring your Elis Re'iyah. Like a finished Rekonjah, the great Rashi explains the Toin Lina that you require staying overnight, Leil Chol HaShemayit, one night, the first night of Chol HaShemayit. Could it be Yom Tov, like come across, because the person not to my Yom Tov, Shari Yom Shechev Liros Bazar, because that's the day actually you have to show yourself in Azar, but it means that following night. And that's what we're learning out. V'chein Chag HaSukkos, the Toin Lina, so too, is teaching the Yom Tov Sukkos, also requires Lina Haino Laila Echad, that means one night. Now, by the Mashpag, this sounds like Venigma and Sukkot of Menzain, Menavka Bechag. By the Yom Tov of Sukkos Dekalina Koshiva that you have the obligation of Lina all 7 days. Where do you see this? The Tais explains. Medulei Parach Lina Koshiva Me'ika. The Gemara has a comparison there of Shmini Atzeres to Sukkos, and it asks on one of the components, Kedepa Parach Kabizman. Garnish Shechionu says, what do you mean? You tell me just like Sukkos has all 7 days this, so Tishmin Atzeres has all this. One of the things you're mentioning is Zman. You don't have Shechionu all 7 days of Sukkos. So, but the Gemara doesn't ask that regarding Lina to say, wait a second, how could you say Lina all 7 days? Like you're saying Sukkos has to say Shmin Atzeres the same thing. Do you think you have Lina all 7 days? It doesn't ask that question. So it sounds like actually that Sukkos has Lina all 7 days. So Stai says, no, I know what that means. It says like this. Shem lo yodha b'diagol b'Yerushalayim y'mirishin, that if you don't come on the Yom Tov to Yerushalayim on the first day, rak b'yam sheni y'bechem y'mechag, you come on the second day or one of the other days of the Yom Tov Sukkos, toin lina leila sh'achav, that you have to have lina that following night, which is, it meaning it applies all 7 days, but not that you have to do it all 7 days. It's one day out of whichever day that you come. And that's the same thing by this, one of the 7 days of Pesach. If you come one of the days, you didn't come for the whole Yom Tov. Then that day, meaning it's possible all the 7 days of Pesach too. But that's the taste of attainment, it's a wonder. Because why we're learning out the halach of Lina from Sukkos, from comparing it to Pesach, like Adi B'Maskel is talking about, the Tebiglei should be sufficient to do it in the Lina. That should require you that you have to stay out of a night. Because of the halacha, that on the Yom Tov you have to bring a Shalmi Simcha, you have to have the halach of Simcha, which comes with the Shlam, the Hayikol Shemayna, which, that was all 8 days of Sukkos, not like we learned in the Mishnah, Hahal Vasimcha Shemayna, the Hal and Simcha, the Mishnah Masechta the Sukkos says, Beperek Lul Va'alava, Mabez, Simcha is one of those two things we mentioned, it's for all 8 days of Sukkos. So, you have to sacrifice the Shalmi Simcha. And the day you bring a carbon, anyways, you have to stay overnight. As Tais explains, even any other day of the year, maybe carbon, if you bring a carbon, toin lina, stay overnight, get time to safri, like we learned in safri, with nisa babaker, you get up, you turn in the morning, you go back to your tent, malam the teacher, you turn lina, that you have to stay overnight. Kolayim, in other words, kolas vachem, do me the Pesach. The source, like we said, is in the carbon of Pesach, but all carbonas that are similar to Pesach. Now, ain leila el bavat said the Brisa, I would only know these, like carbonas, of animals, minel rabbis, oifes, and mincha, yain, or lebain, and beitzim, I don't know to include birds, and flower offerings, and wine, and frankincense, and wood. Tamlema fenisa, which is when you turn, call pinish at the bain, whenever you turn to take a leave from Yerushalayim, minabayka veilech is from the next morning, not from the evening. Now, Pesach Sheni, regarding the common Pesach Sheni, which you bring on the 14th of the year, that's pligi tanoim pergul barob, that's makhlik tanoim de on the mizayim and bays, and peg mishal yotomen, and pesachim and sadigim and bays. But Sifri Mefarash Taima, and the Sifri, they explain over there that the man damatoin lina, the one who says that You have to stay over night. Is that really keitzim l'mayin? It's not any less than the wood and the frankincense. But one thing is, what bothering Taisus is that you see, every carbon you have to stay over night, and you have to bring shalmei simcha anyway. So why do you need to learn that sukkot from Pesach? You have to stay over night. So what you can say is the meshkach aslam. It's possible to have delimaisi carbon b'yem shabu liyushalayim that you won't bring a shalmei simcha. You won't be bringing a carbon the day you come to Yerushalayim. Kugain, and therefore again, that's why you would have to stay. From the idea that it's sukkahs, which you learn from Pesach, but you wouldn't know it because of a carbon. How not? I thought you have to have shalmei simcha. Kagan the shalach shlam of me'atma, where he sent his carbon before he came through a shleach to be brought the day before. Then achal shleiyam, where you'll have meat today. You won't have to bring a separate carbon because shlam is eaten for 2 days. So the day that you're coming, you'll have to stay because of sukkahs, but not because of any shalmei simcha because you didn't bring a carbon that day. Well, like Morbus is taking a pair of comments, the Chagig in the first, but Chagig Dal Chazim and Alf Omar, the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, B'samachta. What's that? L'Rab is coming to Simchas, L'Simcha, that's including all types of joy for the halachic obligation of Simcha Yamtiv. With Vamin Perikal, the Gemara says, B'sachna B'ayin Alv Men Alv, Avul B'ksus Naki B'ayin Yashin. It means to say, even the clean garment and even old wine, where the Menin Acha, and Tyson proves this, that it doesn't have to be a Shalmei Simcha, and hence this is answering his question that, yeah, you're not going to have to stay because of Shalmei Simcha, because not, the Simcha Shalmei you can have other ways. And if you would only have to stay at overnight because we compare it to Pesach, as Tais explained, because in another way, Loi Mishkach Esla, Simcha Shmeina, you wouldn't be able to have the halacha that we just quoted before, that the Simcha Shalmei has to be all 8 days of Sukkot, because Chayim Tabarish only is for Shabbos. The first day of Sukkot falls out to be on Shabbos, that you can't bring your carbon Shalmei Simcha then on Shabbos. And since you can't have it from the day before, like we just explained, because the slaughtering has to be during the Yom Tov itself, on the time when there's joy. So obviously, you could have simcha other ways, and again, therefore, that's why you wouldn't have to stay out overnight because of Yerushalmi simcha. Now, going back to what you mentioned before, so it's V'chei Agav Ashkan B'Yerushalmi, Perg Sheini and the Gears of the Bikurim. Did not learn the mission of a two in the Lina. So you have to stay out overnight. Amr and the Gears of Amr, Yehina, it says, Hadad the Tema. This comes to tell us, b'she'inimam carbon. Again, like we said, that when there's no carbon, and that's what we have to have the limit for. Habiyeshimam carbon, but if you're anyway bringing a carbon, b'leikach to an lim, machmas a carbon. So you see, the Shalom exactly what we're saying, that you would have to stay overnight without that limit, simply because of the carbon that you bring. Now, this was all the way Tosfos was explaining, that the loch of lim is only one night. However, says Tosfos, perk dam chat, actually sounds like k'tas a little bit. Chateau and Lina Zain, you may Pesach. Actually, the staying overnight is actually, sounds a little bit like this idea that you have to stay over actually all 7 nights. Shakun Chashum and Kalei Lechatz, because the whole Yom Tov of Pesach is considered like one night, which is the halacha that we're saying that it's Lina Achas, like we learned to all other contexts. Where do we find it? The Mishnah teacher, but the Reb Tavan Amri says, in Bishul by Mitzchil Seregel, if you cooked in the pot in the beginning of Yom Tov, so then Yavashul by Kalei Lechatz, and you go cook in that pot all the carbonates for the whole Yom Tov. Now, if you remember the Gemara, the Gemara says, my Tavan, Reb Tavan, you're Reb Tavan. What do you mean? Doesn't become nicer when you're a few days in already? One day, depending on what the carbon is? Amar Yitzchak, he says, yeah, Amar Kirk, the Pasuk says, if you're going to turn in the morning and you go back to your tent, what does that teach us? Hakas of Hassan, Kulim Beker Echad, the Pasuk is making like the whole Yom of Pesach, like one morning, so it's not even nicer until the end of Pesach. Now, although we don't maintain this pshat that Rabbi Yitzchak says, because the parakhal of Bigma asks him, says, wait a second, you think there wouldn't be any halacha of invalidation of, let's say, pigul in your machshav chutz zman on the yomtiv, and therefore, like what we're saying over here, you think there's no halacha of that being left over zman on yomtiv? What's this shtickle tire here that you're saying that it's like all one morning, but it's ultimately nice, it was left over for more than one day. So even though the Gemara rejects it, but mekamakum leinid yitachin shasen b'ker echad, but maybe around the loch of staying out overnight, maybe for that is the pasuk is coming to tell you that's like one morning, as the simple understanding of the pasuk sounds like the achar regel yeshul b'beisam when it says when you why they shipping you out because yom tov is over and you see that it's considered like one night and therefore maybe the lina would be actually with the whole yom tov, and based on this v'nicha asher now it makes sense the shmini atzeres will be kurim. That we're learning out the twin lina that there you have to say Rabbanan Pergul about Obasukh and Zain Ban Allah. And Mikhol Shah Kaban Sakh is all of the Kabans. But Shabu are included in the Bafinis that says that you turn to go back home. Now, the reason why it makes sense, we had asked before, why do you need to have a Hekesh? When we said that all Karbanis require lina, from that says Ophanisa. So the question is, Ulchag Sukkot Itzach Hakesha, why do you need a special Hakesh for Sukkot, like we asked? So it says, because the Ima Fenisa, because if we learn it out like we do for all of the commands from Fenisa, I mean, I would have thought, Tzilalach, it's one night. But the Asi Akesha, that's what the Hekesh comparing to Pesach, Lashmin, to tell you the Asi Lotz is called Shivazi Meir Ekel, to say, no, you can't leave all 7 days of Yom Tov. Shkolar Ekel, Chashem, Bagechek, Echagnatz, because the whole Yom Tov is considered like one morning, like we found at Pesach. And the Nichanami, it also resolves how they come in Pegel Rav, this is the Gemara says over there, the Shivazi Meir Chag, Tun Lina, like we had asked, and we said, the Shtekotar, no, it doesn't mean all 7 days, it means each one of those days, whichever one it is, saying, no, it would mean literally, like it sounds like, that yeah, actually all 7 days would require Lina by Sukkot and Pesach. The next test master begins with the Gemara Amr Torah. The Torah tells you, Mona Yom Mekadosh Chodesh, that you count the metrics, the units of days, and then when you finish with that, you sanctify the month. Mona Yom Mekadosh Chodesh, so do you count days, and you sanctify at the end of those 50 days, Shavuos. And therefore we're trying to compare to show that just like there, you take one of the units, and that's what you sanctify, so too regarding Shavuos, which is one of the units. Now, says this is, Ki Agam Namin B'mnachas Berg Bishma. We find similarly like this Jerusha, brought in the Gemara Menachos that Sadi Samachayim and Beis, which Gabi by Susim. We find by the Susim Shoy Omer that they said, because we're in the middle, meaning what Tay is saying, we find similar, we're trying to figure out how to qualify the Yom Tov B'Shavuos. So there's a similar discussion Menachos regarding how to qualify Shavuos, where Shoy Omer says Lacha Shabbos. The by Susim, who didn't believe in the, or at least they said they don't believe in the oral law, and only in the written law. And they said that Shavuos is always after Shabbos, meaning it says in the pasuk was from Mechamim Machavas Shabbos. You should start counting from the day after Shabbos, which we explained that means Pesach because Pesach is called Shabbos. They say no, it means literally from Shabbos, from the, what we call Shabbos. So therefore, Shavuos is always going to be 7 weeks later. It's going to be after Shabbos. Now the Yalef Law Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua goes and teaches them that they're mistaken. And he learns it out, Mahad Amr Torah. From this, the Torah says, which is very similar to the wording we're bringing here in our Gemara, in our different Maskel, Mani Yom Mekadosh Chodesh. Count days and sanctify the month, which after 30 days, then there's the day of Rosh Chodesh. And Mani Yom Mekadosh Atzeres, and count days and sanctify Shavuos. To tell you, Ma Chodesh, just like, and this is where it's different, the original wordings, which is our different Maskel, is similar, but what our Gemara wants to compare, which is to say what you go based on the units. In Menachos, it has a different teaching for whatever the context is over there, as we're about to explain, many different interpretations of what this line we're about to say is. What did Yeshua say? So let's make the following comparison. Machay is just like regarding the month, the new month, the Rosh Chodesh. Shesamach l'biyasi nikr, that close to when it enters, it's recognizable. So then, after so making a comparison, not Tzeres, so to Shavuos. Shesamach l'biyasi nikr, close to when it enters, it's recognizable. So what does this mean? So first Pshat says, what it means to say is as follows. Lebias cheshvoinai, to when you're entering its calculation, nikar, it's recognizable, me'imis ha'hischolimnes. It's recognizable when you start counting the days of the month. The hainu, which that is, mitishve esem yom, it's from 29 days, mishas mo'el ha'levana, from when the mo'el, the birth of the levana is. So you know when you start counting. That's what we're comparing. We're saying, so to Shavuos, Samach Leminyan HaChamishim, close to the number 50, meaning before you get to 50, Nikolahem, it's recognizable for them, Yem Kavua Sheishchil Limnisbay, the set day which they started to count, the Hainu B'Yem Shisha Asabachayish, which was on the 16th of the month, because that's Memachar Yom Tiberishin, which is the day after the first day of Pesach. And this is what he was referring to by Susan. She'im mamtin adach haShabbos bereishis, because if you think like you said that they have to wait till Sunday, which is what memachas haShabbos, they learn means the Shabbos bereishis, which is what we call Shabbos. In shem hekar yom kivur, there is no recognition of what's a permanent day in the timeline, because the b'pam shamaschin lumnas biyudvav, because sometimes it could be Sunday could be on the 16th, if let's say Pesach was on Shabbos. Pamim b'yud zayin, sometimes in the 17th, Pamim b'yud ches, sometimes in the 18th, Pamim b'yud ches, sometimes in the 19th of Nisan, Kamesh Pirush on B'kunz, like Rashi explains over there, where there's no set time. So therefore, that's one interpretation in what Rabbi Shua is saying there in Menachos. Rabbi Tamafarsh, he gives a different interpretation of what it means that it's Nikar Semach L'Biyasai. So it's not talking about that recognizable near the beginning of the counting of the month. Rather, it's actually recognizable near the day of Rosh Chodesh itself. And he says, Ma Chodesh, just like Rosh Chodesh. Shesamach l'biyasa shal Chodesh. That close when you're entering into the month. Nikra Masa Yir Rosh Chodesh, recognizable when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? Because the miyad, the mechzi siyara, because the moment that the moon is covered and disappeared, no one could see it. Yod kula ama shiyan nailat. Everyone knows that there's going to be the mailat. Ulamachri kachu besna Chodesh. And that the next day, the besna is going to sanctify the new month, because there's always a 24-hour period that you don't see the moon. Avatzeres, that's what comparing also Shavuos, tzarich shehei nikar b'yidua la'olam, has to be recognizable and known to the world, Zman Kiddush, that the time of sanctifying Shavuos is Samach L'Beyasa, is close to the time when it's entering, nine, which that is. If it's like we say, that like the Chacham, they just start counting on the 6th of Nisan. So that is, and the people are going to put their eyes in the month of Iyar, and they're going to see, how big is the moon on the 5th of the month? When they're going to see, similarly, how big the moon was in the 5th of Iyar, and they're going to see the same thing on the 6th of on the 5th of Sivan, they're going to know that, oh, must be tomorrow, which is the 6th of Sivan, it's going to be sanctified as a Yom Tov, a Shavuos, just like we're saying, by the Chodesh, which you know right before. Now, based on what he's explaining, he continues with the Gemara over there. Parchas v'mnachas, not the Gemara, that was what Yom Shavuos said. The Gemara v'mnachas v'nesam v'mav v'mav asks on this and says, wait a second. Dilma v'yom tev achren koi. Maybe that we count, actually, yeah, doesn't mean after Shabbos, it means after Pesach. But how do we know it means after the first day of Pesach? Maybe it's after the last day of Pesach, which now Tosfos is going to explain, according to what he's explaining, his interpretation, what does the Gemara mean to ask over here? So it means to say that same thing about Yidmei Nehem, that they're going to like know, be Yidmei Nehem, b'shneimas b'sivan. That was essentially what the Gemara was asking, saying, well, just like here, the day after, you start counting the day after Pesach, and by the 22nd of Nisan, so then Shavuos is going to fall out 7 days later on the 13th of Sivan. So on the 12th of Iyar, they're going to look and know what it should look like on the 12th of Sivan to see that the next day is going to be Shavuos again. It's really the same interpretation, just explaining what the Gemara's question is. That's the second interpretation. Now, Baravad Meshulam Garz Hacha V'Hasam. Meshulam has a girsa over here in our Gemara and also over there, which, again, they both have the similar wording of the beginning comparison. Here's a different girsa. And that is not that we count days in Mekabdus HaChodesh, rather Manashanim, the Kiddush Yevul. Just like we count years, and after those amount of years, we sanctify the Yevul, the 50th year. And so that's, and the reason is, Mishum Demana Yamim, and that's what that's how he explains the same comparison of Shavuos has the same halacha, which actually explains that Shavuos has tashlumin all 7 days. We learn that from Mamatzinu, that we find that the Torah says you count years in sanctify Yevul, like it says 49 years. So do we find the Torah says you count days in Mekadosh Atzeres, which says that you count 50 days. So just like the counting of the years for Yevul, you sanctify one of the units. So too, the counting of Shavuos is also going to be one of the units, which is a week, which is it's counted by seven units of seven. And so too in the Gemara Menachos, he says the same thing, that the Torah says you count years in the Mekadosh Yevul, so too you count days in Mekadosh Shavuos, just like Yevul Samach L'Beyasa Nikar, so too Atzeres Samach L'Beyasa Nikar. So he's going to explain that what it means is that by Yevul you recognize in the beginning when you're counting, because you always count the year after the 50th year, again, the new cycle. So the Shavuos, in the beginning, you recognize, because you're always going to count, after a certain set day, which is the day after Yom Tov, and never changes. Now, that taste comes to explain, and the reason why Rav Meshulam is not Goyris, like our Girsa, that we have in our Divrei Maskil of Mani Yom Kaddish Chaydish, he says, Mishum de Mani Yom Kaddish Chaydish, this halacha of counting days and sanctifying the month. Nafkalam and Paragam and the Gila, where do we know this concept from? So the Gemara Gila of Haman Alf actually says, M'dachsivat Chodesh Gam. Because the Rashi brings this, you can't, that it says in the Pasuk, until a month of days, which tells us, Yom Matamayin L'chadashim. So the Chacham tell us what the words mean to say is that you count days for the month, but you don't count hours. It says, Taisis for Rabbi Sholom, Bo Medrash Chacham Zal. Now this is a Midrashic interpretation of a Pasuk of Chazal. So therefore, he doesn't like the wording, which is the first words in our Divrei Maskil Taisis. You can't say the Torah says Mani Yom Kaddish Chodesh. I could only be able to davish on stukim moedim only if something that the Sadducees, like the Mesusim, that they would only agree because it's explicit in the Torah. Kehud etanim basahachi, like what it says after that, where it says amr Torah, the Torah says havi amr bePesach, bring the amr bePesach. Lush te'alev matzahs, and there's two bread and shvuas. That's explicit in the Torah. Which is like Rabbi Shlomo's girsa. You could say Amr Torah because the counting of the Yevil is explicit, but you can't say that on our girsa of counting days and sanctifying that of the month. And therefore, it doesn't care for our girsa. Now, when it says over there in Menachos v'samach lebi asai, so what does that mean? It means hascholas chashbayne nicker. It means from the beginning of the counting, it's recognizable. Because you're always going to start counting the day after the 50th year. So I was saying the comparison is also near the beginning of the counting of its calculation. It's going to be recognizable. Why? Because you always start counting the day after a set day, which is not like the Beis Susim. It's the day after the first day of Yom Tov, that never changes. That's according to Rabbi Shul. Says this is Vikasha. Now there's a difficulty. Why? Meaning on this interpretation of Meshulam, that only where it's explicit could you say Amr Torah, and that's how he rejects our Girsa, because the Matzilah come up, we find later on the parish of Terezayin and Menach, Amr Torah, the Torah says, Nischu Maim Lefan Mechag, to pour the water in front of me on the Yom Tovasukis, Abba Pishan Stukim Vaidim, but he says, Terezayin, even though the Sadducees do not admit to it, and we know this, where we had a Sadducee that didn't do it, and therefore the people should move Esrig again, they stoned them with their Esrig, because it's not explicit anywhere in the Torah that you have to do Nisra Maim, learned that from a Drush. And says such a belief is tabal chalik, and it's not logical to differentiate from the hostam kama because there it says nimne ma'om retira, because why does the Torah say? Meaning you might think to say that there's a difference between om retira and ma'om retira, where it's coming to tell you something or asking. So it says that's a deichik to say that. But moreover, you could prove that you'll say Amr Torah even if it's not explicit in the Torah. How so? Because actually, we find the Gemara later on the Vazayin Manav. The Darshinan Oilas Chodesh Bachodesh, we expound when the Pasuk says the new Oila in its renewal of the months of the year, Amr Torah, the Torah tells you, Chodesh Vahavim Mitchumach Adosh, you should make a renewal and bring the new Karbanas of the new months from the starting the new year in Nisan from the new Truma, from the new coins. Where, even though it says Amr Torah, Bein Tzedukah Moedin Boy, but the Sadducees do not admit to this. Because they said actually Michel Yachadim of him that you could bring it from individuals. Ketani Perik Amad Megillah Tainus, like we found in the first Perik in Megillah Tainus, and V'Hashem Amnachas Maisel and the Gemara there in Menachas Amachim Adav brings this. So you see that Amr Torah is even something that is not explicit. But still there is support for this svara of Reb Meshulam, and that is that Yeshua is not coming to prove something. That's not written explicitly because the lafukim midivrim shall be susim how you're sure maybe drasha too. What was the point of him bringing this drasha? Was to show them how they're wrong. Vilay moedibba, and if they wouldn't agree to it because it's not explicit in the Torah, machu is what their response would be. So obviously it would make sense like his gear, so that it has to be tomat yebus and explicit in the passing, and from there he could show them that they're wrong and not from a maimer chazal. But says such about in lemchak bishul came swam, but that's not enough of a reason to erase from that the text. And more of a says taisis. And also it seems that in the Gersa, the Hacha, Yalaf Atzeres Lemnuiv Mechaydish, like our Gersa, that we are learning out Shavuos, at least here in our Sugya, because he switches both Gesars, they were learning out Shavuos from Rish Chaydish. Why? Because the Ashkelon, the Kamen Perikim, we find later on the Perik of Yerim and Beis, that the Svara is brought, Mid the Yom Echad Mechaydish Chashav Chaydish, from the fact that one day in the month is considered a month, so Shleshim Yim B'Shana, Chashim B'Shana, because you're going by units that so too 30 days, which already passed a month, in the year is considered like a year. Where the Chaydish Lemenuyev, we find that a month goes according to its units, Kishon Lemenuyeha, like a year according to its units. So you find that the Gemara makes this drasha of Machaydish Lemenuyev, so therefore it's logical to say that it also, when the Gemara was saying, it was also Machaydish Lemenuyev, which that's the source of this proof of that you go based on its units, which we find is from Rishchaydish, not from Yevul. But moreover, the Imi Yebi Yalav, if it was really learned out, like Rav Shlomo says from Yevul, so Kiparach, so when the Gemara asks, the Eimat says, Chag Yemes, the Gemara says, wait a second, because based on units, Shavuos should be one day, because you don't just count by weeks, you count by days. So then Micah Mishan, what's the Gemara answering? Oh, Otto Atzeres, you think Shavuos, Yemi Menina, that you only count days, and Shavuos, Loi Menina, that you don't count weeks? And to prove that one of its units also is also weeks, but says Taisa's Yevul Nami, Yeah, but also meninah shon mishmitim. You count not only years, you also count 7 cycles of Shemitah. We only go based on the units of years, duminimut, which is the lesser counting. So also here, but you also say chad yoima only one day and not based on the weeks, because the faster that you should take the lesser of the two, just like you actually do by yovel. But if you're learning how to argus from mishchaydish, that makes sense. The halakha like shoye nail of meyabel, because so this is before warning a question saying even if you're learning mishchaydish, why can't you at least ask from yovel? Where you see that it has two to learn that and it goes from the lesser. Here also Mishavus has two, it should go from the lesser. No. The carbon mekabin yov, because we could say we learned the carbon of Shavuos from the carbon of Rish Chodesh. Meaning, shemekachin chodesh, that you sanctify the month, lemenuyev, according to his units, lavos kabanesis, bring its carbon compared to frequency, like Rashi explains, in contrast to yevil, which is not about a carbon, or just about sanctifying something. So therefore we learn that from that of Rish Chodesh and not from yevil. Now, if you're going to say, but still, we always know a halachic principle in the Talmud is tefasta mu'ud. You should pick the lesser of the two, which should only be one day. So it says, no, keep it in the and since ultimately you learn from Mishchaydish, I mean, we say, it says, we say that Shavuos should be like all the tunes, just like you say from Mishchaydish. Another thing you could say is that, just like Mishchaydish, that near its coming, it's recognizable, which we had brought that Gemara Menaches, and this is saying that how could you explain this limud of what is it coming to tell us? Going back for another interpretation of what does that cryptic line come to teach us? So Tais says what that means to say is that sha, meaning the moment. Based on the equal calculation when it's going to come, meaning it's always like that when 30 days pass from Rosh Chodesh, you're going to sanctify the new month. Near when it's coming, it's recognizable. Meaning by an equal calculation, says you can recognize when Shavuot is going to come. Always after that amount of numbers, meaning after 50 days, Yom HaShavuos, whereas the different Tzedukim in the case, according to Tzedukim, it's not recognized, whereas Bom Yishayis, some of them it's more, because they go based on the Sunday, and therefore you don't know how many days after Pesach is going to be, 50, 51, 52, and therefore, that's a new interpretation, and what does it mean? Machidish to Machabi Asenek, so to Hatzest. To the next test, the beginning words of the Gemara, Ve'iloi Akrevei. Now, but so how can you say Pesach is Bata Acha, if you didn't bring it on Erev Pesach, it gets rejected. And therefore explains if I had a love, so then right away you'd be able to. And what is this? How can you say it's after the Shalosh Regalim? The next says the beginning with the Gemara Shalmei Pesach. So it doesn't mean Pesach, it means Shalmei Pesach, which means, Tosfos explains, Sh'avad, where the Karban Pesach was lost. When the Skab Acher and they got the atonement, they brought the Karban Pesach with another animal. The Acher and the Tzadishin, and then you find the first one. Oh, the Karban Shlom, which it's then brought as a Karban Shlom. But Eisin Shlomim, that's what's saying. That Shalmei Pesach in Avos Shalosh Regalim. If 3 Yom Tovim passed, then you violate. Now, Taisa says, we find also Shalmei Pesach, a pair called Psum. It's a Gemara Zabach Nachlam, it's Bavim and Alf. The Mar, but the Gemara includes Shalmei Nazir, the Shalmei Pesach, the Shlama of the Nazir, and the Shlama of Pesach, Shnachal Liyim Belaila, that they're eaten for one day and one night. Now, Pesham Bekunjus, Rashi explains over there, what's the Shalmei Pesach? It means Chagigas Yodal. It means the Karma Chagigah that you bring on the 14th of Nisan, which, if you don't have enough meat of the Karban Pesach to go around, you bring a chagiga with it. That's how he explains what Shalmei Pesach means. So that's what he's talking. It's not possible to say that interpretation. Why? Because the chagiga zidal actually is necheles l'shnei yom alaylech. It's actually eaten for 2 days and one night. Kedetanya, or it's the gives a kedetan, the psochem, where you learn the Mishnah Pesach, psochem, perikal devam, the psalm of testament pays, that it's actually for 2 days and one night. So obviously, Shalmei Pesach doesn't mean chagiga zidal. More of a says, although according to Ben Tema, over the end of Ayin Malaf, actually sounds like the Nechel Ziyam Malaf that's actually eaten for one day and one night. But, he actually learns it out from somewhere else. He learns out because Chagig is compared to Pesach. Because the Darash expounds, Zebach Chag, what does that mean, the carbon of the Yom Tibzu Chagig, and Ha Pesach is Kamash Mai, which is, so because of that Hekish, that's how he learns that, that it's going to have this halacha of a one day and one night, and that's what they're saying, that it's going to have that halacha. Now, perkal absulim yolafla. Now, in Zvachim, the Gemara learns out that they were quoting before that we said Shalmei Pesach Yidin for one day, one night, that's learned down in the Chsiv from Toidas Shlamav, that B'yayim Karban Yachal. So therefore, obviously, that the Drashen Zvachim is not like Ben Tema. So obviously, the one is not like Ben Tema. But that's difficult. How can you say Zvachim Shalmei Pesach is Chagig Yudal for one day, one night? We see Pesachim that's even for 2 days. And he can't say Ben Tema, like I said, because he learns from a different source. So Kachner Diver, it appears, the B'moisa Pesach Ayer Hasim. What is it actually referring to when it says Shalmei Pesach? Not like Rashi says Chagig Yisudal. It's referring to the leftovers of the Karban Pesach, where the Pesach B'Kodesh just hide the Hach, like Rashi explains over here, which is the case that we just described, which is that you lost it, and then you got Kapar with another one, and then you found it. That's what it means, Mesa Pesach, which is the Shalmei Pesach. Oh, so it's Menech Hashem. Now it makes sense. How the Pesach and Pesach Isha, the Gemara says, Pesach and the Pesach and the Aleph, that it says, when you have five people that shechted the carbon Pesach and their hides get mixed up and you find the wort on one of them and you don't know which one is not good, so Gemara explains that, okay, you're stuck. You can't really bring for any one of them a Pesach Sheni because since you don't know whose it is, you can't bring a carbon Pesach out of Suffolk because it's a Chulin Bazaar, so you can't bring it all. And Gemara says, you could that let everyone bring a carbon and stipulate that if it was puzzle, then it should be Pesach Sheni, and if it was the kosher, to be for shlam. The Gemara says, no, you can't do this because the eating of shlamim is for 2 days and one night, and Pesach is for a day and a night. So you can't stipulate because if it's a shlamim and you, now you're going to only be able to eat less time, you're going to be in kosher from the base of psul. So the Gemara says, well, there's still something to do. How so? The Gemara says, the nasi, misha maisa Pesach. What do you mean? Why didn't you bring a carbon and you stipulate that and say that if his was the kosher one, let this be like a Pesach sh'aber zmanai. And you can make such a stipulation because you can bring it as a carbon Pesach, where it's the Pesach Shabbos Zman, where it's eaten for a day and a night. So it's going to have the same Zman as the carbon Pesach. So you're not going to be made Zman Achilasa like in the first option the Gemara had said. So that's what the Gemara asks over there. So Taisa explained that based on what we said, that from Taidish Lamov, you include that Shalmei Pesach eaten for a day and a night, and we're saying it means Maisa Pesach. Oh, now it makes sense. Where did the Gemara get this from? That we're saying that the Moisa Pesach, Nechali and Belaila, that's eaten for a day and a night, like we're explaining from that source of Taidish Lama, that's how the Gemara knew to say that. Now, however, Umiyu, Hasam, the Parakam and Zvachim, there in the first Parakam Zvachim, the Testament of Namidar Shinan, the Gemara also makes an exposition where it says, Pasik in Yikra Paragimel, that if from the sheep is going to bring a carbon shlamim, and it says, Im Kesef, if it's going to be a lamb. Which is seemingly unnecessary because we already said imenat sain, which includes all of the flock. So, what's it coming to teach? Lahavi pesach shavish nasa. It's coming to include a carbon pesach that already passed its year, or shlama b'machmas pesach, or shlama that comes because of pesach. Lahavi tishlam. That they're all going to have these halachas of the shlam. So that's what's coming to include. Now, says Taisa, hanu shlama b'machmas pesach. When you say a shlam that comes because of pesach, lo yitach lefarish. There, you can't not explain what that means. El v'chagigas yadal. That has to be. That it's talking about the Chagiga that comes on the 14th of Nisan. Why? Because the Chalin Yonim Maisra Pesach, because all the different types of quote-unquote leftovers of the Pesach, which is many different types that are called Maisra Pesach, if it passed its year or passed its time, or, you know, so all those situations, Darash Hasam et Lassakra is actually expounded already from three different psukim. Where you have Chad La'avra Zukitinim Be'ez Shnasai Uzmanai, one that already passed its year and its time, or when you're supposed to bring it Chad La'avra Shnasai Uzmanai, they want to tell you when it passed its year and now its time. Chad La'avra Shnasai Uzmanai, one that didn't pass not its year, not its time, it's before. So in other words, you can't say that it's coming to teach you Maisa Pesach, because all those computations are already learned from other sources. So there, when it mentions Shlom that comes across the Pesach, must be referring to Chagigas Yudal. Now, however, Miyutei says, no, there actually you could also say, just like we rejected Rashi elsewhere, that he says it means Chagig Yisudal here also, you could say it doesn't necessarily mean Chagig Yisudal. That you could explain the Arba Maisa Pesach that's actually talking about the what we call the Maisa Pesach. I will learn from other sources. So this text is here, Shaderach HaTanoim, because that's the norm of Tanoim, Shemasmichin Achat Kra, that you rely on one Pasuk, Avagav Nenavki Mitrei Kra, although it's actually learned from two different Pesukim. So you could say that you could say the drasha from this, even though that the source is actually from a different pasuk. As they says, Kedashkom Perikol says, we find this in Bamatzidah Lamar Alf, Rebbe Salam Tamer, when it talks about and you see someone's lost object and you turn a blind eye. The Deshim, you know, we learn that from the Kayin, but we say Kvar is, let's say it's a Kayin, and the lost object is in a cemetery, where he's now making himself Tamei to return the Aveda. Or Zaka Menel Heich Vaido, where he's an elderly person, it's not according to his dignity to return the lost object, which is then exempt from Hashem's Aveda. Let's say the loss of time he would spend to return it is more than what his friend's object's loss. So, Avagav did not commit Chekroi, although that it's learned from Tudu B'sukum Delaste Kroel Chad, that although each pasuk is only telling you one halachin maser hasam, the Gemara concludes over there, but still they bring it on this one visalamta. Obviously, that's the way of a Tana to rely on the drashas on one pasuk, even though it's actually expounded from many different sources. Like over here, they were saying it's from more than one source. Where when it talks about the chiyuv of shleisher regalim to have aliyah leregel, so the word regalim, although it means yom tovim, is also by foot. Prat lebalikavim, where it excludes someone who is an amputee who he has a stump. Where that's the same thing. V'hakra gufe, and we have that all these individuals, a sick person, a blind person, a elderly person. That all those things I mentioned from and they're really learned from other psukim. So why are you saying all on regalim? Because again, it just puts it into one pasuk. Now, additionally, Taisus says that this v'im kesev that we just quoted before, that v'haikra gufei, actually this pasuk itself v'im kesev, darshinan le beperek mishra tami, the Gemara expands the psukim that tzadik vav beis l'rabbis to include tumudas ha-pesach, to include the swapping of the pesach achra pesach. That Shakar Shlom that actually sacrifices the Shlom. Umukila and the Gemara there explains what that's talking about is Benimsa Achashchita, where you find the carbon after it was already slaughtered. And then the Hima by Achashchita, and then you go ahead and after the Shchita, that when it was not fit to be a carbon Pesach, you then did a tumor to another carbon. The Allah is it's going to be brought as a Shlomim, where the Gemara says over there that only Abakras Machma Alma. That's just an allusion from the pasuk. Because the reason for this halacha that if you're going to do tumur after the shechita, the yirin as the shlamim, that's the pshita. That's pashut. Says Blitzach Rekran actually wouldn't need a pasuk. Like the Gemara there asked pshita, because even pasuk itself that's found, it's brought as a shlamim. For sure the tumur that it's going to be brought as a shlamim. Yeah, that's a smachta. And again, so you have a proof that the pasuk bim kesev itself is expounded as an smachta, like we were saying before.